you mentioned the applied research survey that was done. Just to give you a scope of the survey, there were 1,425 people that responded to this survey in the small and medium business size. So this is half of them were public and half of them were in the private sector. So that brings our survey respondees down to, okay, well, how big was the public sector response? And it was roughly around 700. So what do we do as far as the small and business small business size of the federal government? We're all well aware of the large agencies, but what about some of the smaller agencies and what's takes place there? Well, awkwardly enough, some of those smaller agencies are really lax on their security and privacy. And you could say, well, okay, that's due to budget. Well, 50% of these small and mid-sized budgets are actually rising. So we can't always lean back and say, okay, the default answer is budget. And what's happened is that since there really isn't any type of antivirus or firewall or some of the basic security pieces of software in place, there are problems that in larger agencies we consider as inside threat problems.
So you're small agencies are not making the investments even in the basics like antivirus?
The basics like antivirus, firewalls, software patches that you get when you subscribe to these things, because there really isn't a focus on security in these smaller agencies. The focus is much broader. In fact, of those people that we surveyed, 50% of this budget is rising, 42% had no IT dedicated person. So nobody dedicated on IT.
And is it because they don't feel that the information that their agency is producing is really of any threat? Is that the reason? Or is it simply because they just don't feel that they have the budget or resources? And in many cases, they might not.
Well, you're right, Jane. And they understand that security is important, but it's just a matter of priorities. And, you know, there's some of the simpler things that we take for granted in the security space, things like taking advantage of what's involved or already installed within your operating systems, things that lock down your computer when it's idle for a certain amount of time, locking down your laptops when you leave at night, and you know, things like not leaving sticky pads with your passwords on them. These are things that just still exist in the small and mid-sized companies.
You should always put it on a 3x5 card and slide it under your keyboard. That way nobody will see it.
I know, that's a lot easier.
But when you mentioned the smaller agencies, it seems like I'm guessing, and I know you can't reveal the individual survey respondents, but it would seem that the independent agencies might be more prone to this problem you mentioned, because a sub-agency or a bureau at a larger department could come in under the protection of that larger department.
Right, and the policies would be intact of the larger department. So even though I can't divulge that, I think that would be correct what you just said.
But aren't there ways for them to bundle together, and can't they take advantage of opportunities? If the budget's not there, they can't do very much.
Right. But there are standards there, but once again, do the standards have teeth?
Yeah, exactly. And is the budgeting there? I mean, there are just some agencies that operate on small, they, you know, will push out a few grants here and there, and they just operate more as functioning bodies, advisory bodies. And to them, the idea of putting together a whole cybersecurity system seems just, in their view, a bit of a overkill. So how would you recommend they go about solving the problem? Because clearly, it is a vulnerability that the government wants to patch.
Right. But there are some things that, from a budget standpoint, are very manageable. Things like staying informed. There are Internet security threat reports that companies publish on a regular basis. And then there are, things like trusted solution providers that these independent agencies or these smaller agencies may be able to piggyback off of. And then the simple things like antivirus software, firewalls, and security patch updates are not that expensive these days. It's more of a commodity from the standpoint of what they're able to invest in. And then, as Jane, you had mentioned, why can't they piggyback off of existing comprehensive security policies that are in place? understand that, you know, that's something that they can do. And then lastly, if all these things fail and they are vulnerable in the current state they're in, make sure that they're backing up all the software, backing up in case there is a data breach or, you know, some type of catastrophic hard drive failure. These things are not taking place right now.
Yeah, because backup is something that's easy to automate as well. There's any one of available packages that you can put on your server that just you don't have to do anything, and they back up the computers as often as you click and specify.
Right. You set up a policy, and then it takes place transparency from that. And
but
a lot of those times, the backup, they back it up to a place that's actually in the same location, which isn't always wise either.
We're talking with Jim Russell, the Vice President for Public Sector at Symantec. And getting back to the question of policy, I mean, it is the policy for every federal entity, is it not, that they should do that they should protect their computer systems and have these things in place. So really the ones that aren't doing it, that don't have antivirus in place or firewalls or automatic backup, are in fact violating federal policy right now.
Right. And, Tom, what do we always say about policy and standards? Unless they have teeth in them, what's the recourse if you violate any one of those policies? And I think that's the challenge here.
And just one other question. Did the survey look at the degree to which different agencies have implemented the Federal Core Desktop Configuration Initiative, the FDCC, that's supposed to result in secure PCs?
Survey doesn't, but Symantec is going to be doing that with the next version of the Internet Security Threat Report.